wanting to feel good, and so putting myself in a position where before I have felt really good and I want to feel really good again, but there's a sort of edge to what's going on within me that doesn't allow me a full reception. It's being slightly off the signal of the love, joy, and appreciation vibration that is truly who you are. And so we would go ahead and cry. You know, there is a great release in crying. In other words, it's a sort of unconscious releasing of resistance with the sole purpose of coming into alignment. That's, in other words, there's nothing wrong with those tears. Those tears are flowing, and with every tear that has flowed in that situation, with every tear that's flowed in any situation, there is a releasing of resistance. Do you know that? That's why children go immediately there. They go immediately there. They release tension and resistance. And you gotta admit, in fact, you just said it yourself, the crying itself is distracting from whatever is bothering you. Haven't you ever seen a child, or maybe even yourself, got on a crying jag and you got so wrapped up in it that about halfway through it you forgot what you were crying about? It's like that. It's like that. So if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would just remind ourselves often that there is always another level of joy to reach for, you see. And when you are like you and you are deliberately out there looking for reasons to feel good. Jerry and Esther were talking about this with friends at dinner last evening, that often Jerry feels a sort of welling up. And what it is, it's a recognizing of a beauty that I cannot quite receive in its fullness. Not quite in its fullness. I'm almost there, but I can't quite receive it in its fullness. That's and a tear it. Or two sometimes takes you right there.
The second is about my work. I am a psychotherapist. Been doing it about 15 years. With what I have learned from you, I'm coming, when you talk about not wanting to be part of the negativity or
the perpetuation of
right.
what's not wanted.
I so often see all the potential and all the good that is in my clients' futures.
Yes.
And I seem to be having a harder time connecting with what is now, or maybe I don't want to.
You don't want to, but your dilemma is
bridging
twofold.
That gap, yes. So that they can feel that there is empathy.
Well, you might begin with each of them by explaining to them that you've been at this for a long time, and that you've learned a lot, and that you've discovered that through whatever they have lived, that they have laid a very bright and beautiful future, and that you have found that you can be so much more helpful when you focus upon where they're going rather than upon where they've been. Just sort of lay that out for them. And then say to them, you know, some of my clients want me to go and readdress issues that they've lived, and so that I really get the sense of why they feel the way they do. But I learned a long time ago that when I focus that way and get to feeling like they feel, I have very little to give them. And so I began a process of not looking at where they'd been, at only looking where I know they want to go and where I can feel they have the potential of going. And some of them felt a sort of abandonment from me. I was even accused a time or two of not caring enough to address the issue that really seemed to be at the heart of the problem. And I explained to them, on numerous occasions, because you will, I explained to them on numerous occasions, I have far from abandoned you. I have far from forsaken you. In fact, I take the image of who you are and where you're going with me, even when we're not together. And I see your success in this. And then, but before you can give this to them, you have to have practiced in your own privacy their success through your format. You have to be able to see them achieving what you know their contrast has caused them to ask for before you can be the one that's standing over there with their vibrational escrow calling them there. But so
I see that, and that's what gets in the way.
We know you see that. And the thing that's tricky is when you're vibrating over here, you see, it's interesting. We want to put this to you in a way that it'll get your attention and it'll cause you to give yourself a little bit of a break. You got to remember that all of the resources of Source, including their own inner being, including that which many would call God, is over there in their vibrational escrow vortex calling them home.